We're in Siman Tov Resh Pei Tes. Sifav, the Mechaber says, Minog Tov, Lahavi, Ketanim, Uktanos, Lishmo, Amikra, Megillah. It is an appropriate Minog to bring children to hear the Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah says, in order to train them for Pirsumei Nisa. And that's why, because of Pirsumei Nisa, we read certain psukim out loud. They are the times that the miracle began. Ish Yehudi, Mordechai Yatza, La Yehudim, and Ki Mordechai. Those are the times, those are the four psukim that the entire Tzibur reads out loud, and the reason they do it, says the Levush, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, is in order to keep the Ketanim, the children, to make sure that they pay attention and don't fall asleep and pay attention to the Kriya. And that's why we read them out loud, in order to train the Ketanim. It's an interesting Svara of Levush as to why we read those Psukim out loud. Others say that it's just for Pirsumei Nisa purposes. Even though one should bring children to Mikra Megillah, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should be careful not to bring those children who are going to make noise and distract the people from listening to the Megillah. And the Mishnah Berurah says that, sadly, it has become the case that nowadays we do bring these children who not only don't listen, but they make noise and they distract the adults from listening, and they just want to make noise during Haman, and then it causes everybody not to be able to fulfill their mitzvah of Megillah. And it's better, mitzad chinuch, to not bring those children who are going to make noise to shul. And if you're going to bring a child to shul, to make sure that they listen to the Megillah and don't make noise and distract people. And it shouldn't be that the main purpose of bringing a child to shul is to make noise during Haman. Mishnah Berurah says that is problematic. But since there are people who do bring their children to shul and make a lot of noise, says the Mishnah Berurah, it is best for everyone to have a kosher Megillah with them to read along word for word, so that if they don't hear one of the words from the Shaliach Tzibur because of all the noise, that they will be able to make it up on their own with that word. And that is what everyone should do, if possible. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah writes later on in Siman Tov Resh Tzadi, in the name of the Prima Gadim, that everyone should have their own Megillah for these purposes. If they don't have a kosher Megillah, then you should at least hold a Chumash, and anything that you don't hear from the Baal Koreh, you can read out of the Chumash, and you'll be Yotzei in that situation as well. Siman Tov Resh Tzadi, Kriyas HaMegillah, Sif Aleph, Koreh Adam Es HaMegillah Bein Omid Bein Yoshev. The Megillah can be read, whether standing or sitting. Avlo Yikra B'Tzibur Yoshev L'Chachilim Nei Kavod HaTzibur. If you are reading it for a tzibur, then it should be read standing up, not because there's a din that Megillah requires standing up. Rather, when you're doing something on behalf of the tzibur, you should do it standing. The Rama adds, Aser l'chazan likras ha-Megillah ch'omrim lo kra. You can't just read the Megillah on your own for everyone. You have to be appointed by the tzibur to do so. Even though the Megillah can be read sitting down, the Mishnah Berurah says that the bracha on the Megillah should be said standing up. And therefore, the Rama in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet writes that the tzibur should also stand, not just the person who's making the bracha, but the tzibur should stand for the bracha as well. The Baralacha says that even though in general, when you lean on something, it does not count as standing. When it comes to the Kriyas HaMegillah, leaning does count as standing. You can lean on something, and that would be fine. Also, Rav Yashiv writes that if one reads a Megillah, or Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv write that if one reads a Megillah on behalf of women, they are able to sit down because there's no din of Kavod HaTzibur for women. Siv Beis, Afilu Shnayim Vafilu Asar Yecholim Lekrosa Biyachad, V'yotzem Him Shomim Behem. You can have more than one person read at the same time, because even though we generally have a rule, Trei Kali Lo Mishtami, they are not able to hear two sounds at the same time. That's only true regarding Kriyas HaTorah and other things, but regarding Kriyas HaMegillah, the Gemara says that since it is Chavav Alav, that people are so excited about the mitzvah, about the Nes, they're able to pay attention more, and two people can read at the same time. But if they feel like they're getting distracted, so then for sure they would not be Yotzei. Siv Gimel, Tzarech Lekrosa Kula, you need to read the entire Megillah, Umitoch HaKsav, from a kosher Megillah. Vimkara al pelo yotze. If you read it by heart, you're not yotze. Tzarech she teksuva kula fanav lechachila. It should be a full Megillah. Aval b'diavad im hishman asofer be'emsa tevos afilu ad chetze ukrama kore al pe yotze. B'diavad, if you read from a Megillah which is missing some of the words, as long as the majority of the words are there, you are yotze. Even though we said you have to read it mitoch haksav, b'diavad, if you read one or two words ba'al peh, because those words were missing, then b'diavad, you would be yotzei. Again, l'chachila, nothing should be missing, but b'diavad, in that situation, you would be yotzei.